Albert, thanks for chatting to me this morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
So last year we were very, very lucky. I remember that, in fact, the last time I've been dancing since COVID hit was actually Mardi Gras. So we managed to fit Mardi Gras in last year, but obviously there's been a lot that you've had to consider to kind of get this going. I mean, how difficult has it been to adjust such a big program to be COVID safe?
Alex, it was a very fun time for the team at Mardi Gras, of course, because we had to consider all things possible in this current restrictive environment. And we've gone back to the drawing board, I think, countless times. But together with the help of New South Wales Health, we were actually able to bring together a festival that is not only COVID safe, but also brings a huge portion of our community into a safe space to, you know, be able to celebrate Mardi Gras.
And, I mean, the festival isn't just the parade, but the parade is the big thing kicking off on the 6th of March in a couple of weeks. And it's been moved to a stadium this year. What have you guys done to try to preserve the, you know, classic Oxford Street vibe that that we love it for?
So the parade is, as you said, what we're well known for. And there are a number of other activities that happen, but also the after party, which we're not able to host this year. So what we've done is we've sort of created a hybrid experience inside the SDG. So all the elements that we'd normally find at the party that only normally 6,000 people would get access to, the whole stadium of 36,000 people, and now, you know, through the live broadcast, we'll be able to experience the community show, which always happens traditionally at 12 o'clock. That's integrated into the parade, as well as our international headliner, as well as a number of other artists and well-known celebrities that are, you know, appearing inside the parade.
And I guess to a certain degree, you've kind of already brought up a point to, you know, go on your side for this with the fact that you've included, you know, made a sort of hybrid event to try to cover both. But, you know, there has been a little bit of backlash to the event from some of the community about the event being ticketed this year. You know, some saying that this is privatisation rather, and, you know, that it strays from community interest. What do you kind of want to respond to that?
Of course, everybody is entitled to their opinions, and we listen as far and as wide as we possibly can. It is a COVID environment that we find ourselves in, and we are a non-profit organization. And, you know, the ticketing at $12.50 if you buy four per person really goes towards covering those additional costs with the additional overlay of all the COVID plans. And in addition to that, of course, you know, it is for us to bring people together in a safe space. But on the other hand, we have a huge community that is so excited about the new format. This is the first year that we have the biggest amount of 78ers who, as you know, originally marched up Oxford Street in 1978. And they're super excited about it because in this instance, they can actually truly come and experience a Mardi Gras in the biggest number we've had in a very, very long time. So we're really excited about that as well.
And I guess, I mean, personally, I've been in the parade a couple of times and it is a very long walk, so it's slightly shorter for some, which might make it a bit better. And, you know, as you did mention, you know, it's not just the parade that is celebrated over the coming weeks. I wanted to know, what are some of the other highlights that we should go out and grab over the next 10 days?
So as part of Mardi Gras Festival, we always have a program called Queer Thinking, where we look at high-level topics that, you know, and issues that our community faces. It's a really good and robust discussion about all the topical issues that, you know, are current right now in our environment. And one of the other really exciting programs is called Laugh Out Proud, and that is almost sold out, actually. And I think there might be one or two tickets left on that program, but really exciting, a full lineup of comedians at the Enmore Theatre, which I'm looking very much forward to.
Yeah, it is going to be pretty exciting. And, of course, we'll have all the info about how to grab tickets and to check out the festival guide up online. Albert, thank you so much for chatting to me this morning.
Thank you so much.